Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Maddie Gower. We're taking a quick trip to Wollongong because a four-piece there, Lizzie Jack and the Beanstalks, they have returned with their third single, Ben's Backyard. Looking forward to catching up with Lizzie right now. Thanks for spending a bit of time here on Ozmade, Liz.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
We've got to find out first, though, have there been any lawsuits with Burke's Backyard?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that, actually. I think they've got bigger fish to fry than than our song.
I don't know what Burke's doing at the moment anyway. You might even be too young to even remember that show.
No, I do remember Burke's Backyard. Give me a home amongst the gum trees, that kind of thing. But I haven't heard from their legal team yet.
So oh, good. It might be on the way. It might be in the mail, perhaps.
No such thing as bad press, as they say.
Where did Ben's Backyard come from, Liz?
Ben's Backyard is a real place. I had a mate in high school who... I haven't talked to him since high school, so it'd be pretty interesting if he hears this. He basically just had parties all the time in the backyard. We would pretty much just go to Ben's backyard, like every Friday, every Saturday night, and then walk home in the early hours of the morning across the road.
Is there even a bit of goon hanging from the hills hoist here?
There is. I'm glad that you saw that. And
do you call it goon of fortune?
We do call it goon of fortune. Oh, I haven't done that probably since high school.
Can I be expecting the follow-up to this one to be across the road from Ben's backyard? Yard, and it's a story about your friend's house?
Funnily enough, when you hear the song, it almost sounds like a breakup song, but it was about my friend basically moving overseas. Her mum stayed. My friend is back now, living in that same town, and she actually now lives in Ben's house.
You're kidding.
So I'm not kidding. So her backyard is Ben's backyard, and it's all come full circle.
How did it work out for you guys with Lizzie Jack and the Beanstalks? How did you get together?
I knew Alex, James and Patty. I knew all of them independently of each other. And one time James and Alex had come around to hang out with my housemate and we were just chatting. James had just started to learn the guitar. Alex plays every instrument under the sun and we kind of joked, like, let's start a band. We just need a drummer. Then my washing machine broke. My friend Patty lived across the road from me and I went over to use his washing machine and lo and behold, in the garage with the washing machine was a drum kit. And I, got them all together and that's where we began and we've just been together ever since then.
And what have you guys kind of been doing throughout this COVID time? Not a lot of gigs about at the moment, but freshman music's going to keep you busy?
Yes, we've got some live music back. It is all seated. Yep. We were lucky enough that we got a council grant to make a music video for our first single, which was Shiraz Mouth. Mm-hmm. The brief was something like it had to reflect creativity in the time of COVID. And then, just writing a lot. We've been doing a couple gigs here and there in Wollongong. Hopefully we can just keep doing these seated gigs and hopefully get back to vertical dancing, as they're calling it.
Yes.
Vertical consumption and singing,
Well, we're very pleased that you were able to continue to be creative. We might even give people a little bit of a sneak peek of Ben's Backyard right now. Lizzie from Lizzie Jack and the Beanstalks, appreciate you spending some time here on Ozmade.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Hi, I'm Lizzie from Lizzie Jack and the Beanstalks, and this is Ben's Backyard.